Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Identify and Heal solo episode, I'm welcoming all of you onto the other side of eclipse season. Congratulations, we made it, we survived, maybe, possibly, barely. And I want to invite you in this episode to walk with me along the shore after the storm and to begin picking up the pieces and perhaps discover if there have been some channels, tunnels that have opened up that have allowed you to go deep and resolve something that's needed to be addressed for a long time and is maybe finally ready to be taken care of once and for all. So join me in this walk, take a listen, and enjoy. Hello, everybody. How are you? How are you doing? How are you feeling? We are on the other side of the big solar eclipse. We're technically out of eclipse season. However, it definitely lingers. The energies linger. I definitely still am feeling it. How about you all? How was your eclipse? I had a great little weekend trip. As I described, everything went fabulously. I had an amazing time at that concert that I told you all about. I think I told you I went to a metal show, Perfect Circle, and Primus, and Pucifer. Oh my gosh, it was so fun. They are touring for a while around North America, so if you're into that kind of thing, and you can go see it, go to that show. They did this really cool thing where they, usually a show like that has like an opener and then the second band and then the headliner, and they each do like a full set. But these guys just like switched out. They just like one would come on and do two songs and then the other band would come on and do two songs. Part of the reason that's easy is because the lead singer, Maynard of Tool, is the lead singer for two of the bands, and then there's Primus. Anyways, you guys probably don't care, but I'm telling you that it was really cool, and if you're into that, you should go see this show. Then I went up to Rochester, and sadly, it was a beautiful day the day before the eclipse, and it was a perfect day the day after, but the day of the eclipse was some of the thickest cloud coverage I've ever seen all day without break, like not a single break. So when 2 o'clock hit, and it was the hour of the partial eclipse into the full total eclipse, nada, nothing. You literally could not see the sun. Was kind of insane, yet, I mean, it was so thick and so, the timing was so crazy that I have to think it was meant to be. It's what it was supposed to be. So I did get to have the experience though of being outside and everything moving into darkness, which for those of you who are in the path of totality, you know that it was a dimmer. All of a sudden it was like, wait, is it getting darker? It really is getting darker. It's actually happening. And it slowly, slowly, slowly. And then it was like nighttime in the middle of the day. It was wild. It was powerful. It was very moving. I started sobbing. It was just, I mean, it's planetary, right? It's the fucking planets, these giant, gigantic things in the sky moving and causing and having these effects. It was, wow. I thought it was really cool. Even without being able to see the moon go in front of the sun. Apparently, I spared my eyes because a lot of people were complaining about their eyes hurting because they looked too at the sun too directly. I had all those glasses, though. I'd gotten so many different eclipse glasses. Anyways, it was a powerful experience, but it was a whole lot of emotions. There was a lot going on. There was a lot happening. Let me read this. I found this describing the eclipse and I felt it to be very pertinent. Talking to the eclipse, the Aries eclipse, it says, this is the gate of the warrior, the gate of competitiveness and the gate of courage or foolishness, initiation by fire. The ability to adapt through shocking and destabilizing experiences. The higher purpose of this gate, and the gate, of course, means the eclipse, known as a gate, is to arouse the spirit, often through shocking events and experiences. This gate is electrifying and unpredictable. The healthy expression of this gate teaches us about going where others haven't gone before, being courageous, embracing the unknown, and pioneering a new way. Where have y'all heard that before? That last line. What I talk about a lot, right? This is the time of the pioneer, of the trailblazer. This is the time where we step into our power. Guess what this eclipse helped? Guess what this eclipse season was all about? These shocking, destabilizing events that arouse our spirit. Did that happen for anyone else? I know it did for me. Shocking events, upsetting events, emotional destabilization, emotional upheaval, things that felt like, why is this happening right now? Why am I dealing with it? Because it was meant to be electrifying. It was meant to be unpredictable because you can't be taken off guard. You can't be shocked to your core, which shocking events open up your channels to allow trauma and deep-held events and feelings and fears and emotions to come out. Do you understand? I've spoken before about I had a dark night of the soul on one of my big nomadic journeys. And at the beginning of that trip, I had two near disastrous events. One was almost being attacked by a dog and one was almost getting in a car crash. And my healer at the time that I was working with told me, she says, those events happened to open the pathways of deep, deep emotional gunk and trauma and pain that needed to come out and couldn't. That's what this eclipse did. If you're feeling off your rocker, if you're feeling like you just got knocked the fuck out, knocked around, broken open, there is a reason. We are being prepared to be courageous, embrace the unknown, and to step forward as our strongest, most powerful selves. How can you do that when you're hanging on to old ancient energies that no longer serve you, that probably feed your doubt and your fears and your insecurities? That's why this eclipse was so powerful. Because for those of us who have elected to take that kind of journey during this lifetime, to be one of those pioneers, it's not a joke anymore. It's not like fun and games anymore. This shit's going to keep happening where we say that we want to change and transform and have our transmutation into that powerful light being, that way shower, that healer, that pioneer, that renegade, whatever it might be, the divine rebel. We have to release. We have to release because we're still holding on to the energy and the ideas about who we were, but we're not who we were anymore. We're becoming someone else. We're ready for new experiences. So also maybe during this eclipse season, some things came back around where you're like, what the fuck? I thought I was done with that. I thought that was finished. I thought that was wrapped up with a bow, done. No, not quite. Not quite. There needed to be this one last strike to crack you open to allow for this to come out. This may not be the case for everyone. People have different experiences, but this message that I just read was across the board what people were saying about this eclipse, and it's what I found it to be very powerful, very strong, very disarming and jarring and all the things. So we've made it. Congratulations. It ain't over yet though, because now we have to do the work of this. I described in the intro that my vision as soon as I sat down to record this video was walking along a beach after like a big storm had hit. And if you've ever done that, like even in the woods, I used to live up in the mountains and we would have these big storms in California and you'd walk around and it was just littered. The roads were littered with tree branches that fell and pine cones and rocks and all this shit. Same if you're walking along the beach after a storm, there's going to be all kinds of crap and shells and different things just lining and scattered across the beach. And I vision that because I'm seeing we're after eclipse season. This stuff has come to the surface. The crap has been kind of lifted up and thrown out. And here's the thing. Some of it we need to look at. And if you look closely, the other thing I was seeing is almost looking at like a portal, like looking down and being like, oh, wow, there's like this crevice that opened up. There's this deep gorge. And your invitation now is to get in there. if you're feeling that at all, which I am a little bit, I had a really shocking, disarming, upsetting experience happen during the eclipse. Didn't expect it. Was definitely a catalyst to bring up old wounds. It was definitely electrifying and unpredictable, destabilizing, and it aroused my spirit. It brought things up. And now that I'm past it, I see this crevice. I see this hole, and I'm thinking it's time to get in there. It's time to go spelunking down into this crater, into this cavern, to reclaim something that's been lost. And guess what? Wouldn't you know? I have a beautiful friend who was kind enough to reach out because she kind of had a feeling that something was going on for me. And I told her, I was like, listen, I have all this stuff coming up. I'm recognizing these patterns. Sudden things are happening and I'm trying to deal with the emotions and feelings around it. And she said, oh, girl, you need to do some inner child work. You need to address some of those deep wounds. You need to do this. She said, I was there just a little while ago. I have the perfect person you can work with. She gave me her number. I reached out and she said, you are going on the journey into the underworld. She said, this is your time. She said, I can see it. She's like, I don't know if this weirded you out for me to tell you, but that's the work I do. She said, I feel like you have one last journey and you have to go down into the deepest depths of the underworld and fall in love with yourself and reclaim yourself and bring yourself back. Because that's the only way you're actually going to get what you're looking for. Otherwise, you're going to keep having the same experience over and over again that this eclipse brought up. And that's what the eclipse does. That's the gift of the eclipse, is it expedites. It helps us to get a look straight in the face of what we actually need to address and extinguish for good. And we can only extinguish it by getting deep down into the root, by jumping, diving into that crevasse, rescuing ourselves. Because that's what we're really doing. It's like soul retrieval. You got to get down there and retrieve that soul that you buried away out of shame, out of anger, out of fear. Reclaiming it so that you can step into your destiny. Because destiny is calling us right now. Can you hear it? But destiny isn't always just this angel in the clouds that's saying, come, it'll be a nice, beautiful trip. No, we all know that. You've been alive on Earth. You know it's not this easy breezy time. If we wanted an easy breezy time, we would have stayed up in the heavens or in the spiritual realm doing that kind of work. We came here to know what it's like to have to know the depths of how far you can feel disconnected from your true self and then find your way back as a warrior, that warrior spirit that says, nothing can stop me. I get knocked down and I stand up again, and I get knocked down and I stand up again, and I fall and I tumble to the bottom of the mountain and I get back up. And that's what we're doing. But there's something happening now that if you also had this call, if you had something come to your awareness during this eclipse, and it may come in the after hours and this time moving forward, maybe it already came a long time ago, but you know what you have to do now. And you do that so you can move into your highest state, reclaim yourself, go into the underworld so that you can rise up and have your path made clear to your destiny. That's what I was getting to. I spoke on the show recently that I've felt in this weird void lately. My work feels like it's stagnant. My life feels like it's stagnant in terms of still don't know where I'm meant to go, where I'm meant to be, who I'm meant to be with, why I haven't found a partner, all of those things. And this makes it really clear that it's because how are you going to find those things if you're not even believing in it because you're not even in that energy? We have to be in the energy of that which we want, knowing that we are perfect and precious and lovable and that we are in love with ourselves and we respect ourselves. Otherwise, we're only going to fall into the energies that don't feel like that, that are in the alignment, in the vibration of that doubt and fears. We have said over and over, if you're listening to the show, I'm sure you've said it, that's not what I want. I don't want to live in this fear and doubt. I don't want to live in these cycles of feeling discarded and disrespected and unworthy and unlovable. Well, how are we supposed to break out of those if we just keep going around the same loops? This eclipse, moments like this, those lightning moments where something strikes and cracks open your world, is the opportunity to finally get free. So maybe this doesn't resonate with you at all, but I just had to speak to it because it's been so powerful for me through this eclipse and now. And I honestly feel exhausted and confused and a little scared. But I'm hanging in there, and I hope you all are as well. It's not an easy thing to do, to have this come into your awareness. And I also really want to validate that not everybody has to be this dramatic. Like, I know I'm making it sound really intense. It could have just been like a gentle coming to awareness of this hurt inside of you that wanted to come out. And it could have been a shocking event or a disarming event or destabilizing event that took you to look at it, right? Because now I just got the visual of sometimes you're not going to, how would you know to look in a certain spot if you had no idea that something was there? Sometimes you need something to bring your attention. Look here. And anyone who's turned into the psychic abilities, you know what it's like when you keep getting this message or this awareness where you're like, why would I go to that place? Or why would I open that book? Or why would I go into that closet? These things happen when you're psychic and you're like, I don't know why, but I'm fucking going into the closet in the middle of the day and opening this box. And then we discover something. One of the tarot readers I really like actually talked about that. She was in a job that she hated. She was on a track. She didn't want to be a dentist. And one day she was like, I don't want to do this. And she was like, I'm going to go in my closet and open this box. And she was like, I don't know why. I just need to open this box. And she found a tarot deck. And now she's like one of the top tarot readers. So we follow our instincts and we follow the guidance that's saying, hey, I know that this is going to be unpleasant, but we're going to direct you here. And it's not always going to be so clear that it's going to be a challenging thing, right? We just have to trust. So another thing I wanted to share, because this had to do with my particular shocking event, but what we're also doing right now is letting go of things that we used to use when we were in survival mode. So one thing that continuously comes up for me when I have these experiences, particularly in relationships or connections, the thing that comes up a lot, or even just in general with things not working out, with things not going as planned, is the deep attachment I have to things turning out a certain way, or even to keeping things. And learning non-attachment, the art of allowing things to come and go from your life and trusting that that's okay and that you can let them, whew, has always been so hard for me. And here, this message, I told you all about the source messages on Instagram. Their account's great. A message said right before the eclipse, non-attachment is a pivotal practice going forward for you. The easiest way to enjoy life is to accept what makes it way, is to accept what makes its way to you, embrace it, enjoy it, and let it go when and if it needs to. Trying to hold on to things and people is a trait you picked up when you were in survival mode. The good things in your life were far and few between, so you felt the need to grasp and hold on to what was good. That's no longer needed. You have one good thing lined up after the next. Focus on your continued expansion and evolution. That's the other thing happening here, everybody. Your life is about to get really fucking good. The best it's ever been. You know why? Because you're about to go down to those depths and release yourself and have a complete rebirth and revitalization rising from the ashes. And you're going to finally have those experiences you always wanted, where you feel happy, light, and free, and no longer in these conditional experiences with lower energies that lift you up and drop you right back down. Those days are coming to an end. I'm telling you, that's what's happening. That's why there's going to be a rise of the spiritual community in terms of their visibility, their accessibility, their demand for them, because people are going to want to start to live better, have higher quality lives. And they're going to look around and see, I don't see anybody offering me that. I see a lot of people trying to sell me shit, but I don't see anybody actually doing and being in the essence of what feels good. But the more of us that do this deep work and just start naturally being in a state of higher existence, higher energies, greater joy, greater freedom, greater expanse, people are going to be drawn to that. So don't hold on to anything. And that's the lesson that I'm trying to learn. And that message shook me to my core when I read it, because I've never known how to just let something go. How to just say, oh, well, that was actually really sweet. There were some great parts to it, and I'm glad it happened, and now it's gone and it's over. No, I grip onto it. You guys have heard me say this. Everything that I've let go of has claw marks. And I say, no, don't leave me. Guess why? Abandonment wounds. Most of us have abandonment wounds, especially if you have any issues with your parents, absent parent, neglectful parent, parent who left. We have abandonment wounds. We think that somebody leaving us means there's something wrong with us, that we are not loved, that people don't care enough. That's not truth. And it's not something we have to hold on to. And just as that message said as well, because of those experiences, we felt like we had to hold on because of survival mode, because we felt like we'd been abandoned. So we said, no, 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 this can't leave me, because if this leaves me, I'm going to hurt so badly, just like I did before, just like when I was abandoned and decided I was worthless and not good enough, not lovable. I can't ever let that happen. So I have to make sure that nobody leaves me, and I have to hold on for dear life to the things that come into my life so that they don't leave, without moving into the higher awareness of sometimes things leaving your life are a blessing. How great that they flew in when they did, and how great that they flew out when they did. End. Done. Period. End of sentence. We can live that way now because we're not in survival mode. You've made a life for yourself. You're doing great. The best is still yet to come. Let things go. Let things go. Let things go. We don't have to hold on to them anymore, because one good thing after the next is going to happen now. It's not going to be like being out at sea trying to grab onto one life vest to the next. It's not like that anymore, because you've done the work. You've set your intention. You know who you are. You have integrity. You're a good person. Even when you're a good person with integrity, you can still have lower negative energies come into your life that feels like they drag you down. But guess what? We have to be a participant in that. And we participate in it when we don't believe in our greatness, when we don't believe in our worthiness. And that's what this eclipse season helped us with, is to see this is where you keep dragging yourself down. It feels like someone else or some other event is doing it, but it's you that's hanging on to these things that are dragging you down. We always have a choice to let go and not let these things drag us down. But it can feel so hard when we don't have that strength, that muscle of self-esteem, of self-worth, of self-value. Now is the time to reclaim that and know that even in those, that's why I'm using the analogy of the crevasse, even at the deepest depths of what we think is so wrong with us and might be so bad about us that we can never be reclaimed, we're going to look those things and we're going to make peace with them and we're going to give our love to them, and then we're going to rise back up with them, and we will be unstoppable in the most beautiful way. Because those of us on this journey are not looking to have power over others. We're looking to share our power with others, to unite and collaborate and come together as a powerful whole, not as one trying to gain power and be the most powerful. Power together, not power over others. So trust this journey you're on. If it's been anything like mine and it feels intense, hang in there. Find your crew, find your people, find your friends that you can talk to, that you can vent to, that you can get support from. Maybe you need to work with a therapist or a healer at this time. Maybe you need to find someone who can take you to those depths and reclaim yourself and free yourself. It's definitely a time for seeking mentorship, seeking friendships, seeking others who understand the journey that you're on, because it's not easy. All right, you guys, I feel like that was really dramatic. I'm in kind of a dramatic mood today. It's just been a long couple weeks. It's really put me through the ringer. This eclipse, I'm grateful I got my trip. It was really nice to be back on the road and to have a bit of freedom and to process everything and move some emotions, but it was still tiring. It's a lot. I want to give you all a big hug, because it's a lot to be feeling all these emotions and all this confusion and the draining of your energy. I've been tired. I haven't been able to eat much. Well, I have in the past few days. Maybe too much. But I'm doing okay. I hope you all are doing okay. Keep moving forward. Things will get better. I feel like May is going to be a great month, but guess what? It's only going to be the 12th of April by the time you listen to this. So let's just keep some faith in April. Let's let April be what it's going to be. This is when we're really gaining our warrior stripes. Do warriors have stripes? I think they do. You're really gaining those beautiful attributes of a warrior as you make it through this month, as you walk through eclipse season and you turn around and say, thank you. You couldn't take me down. I'm still going. I'm still standing. You can go listen to that song by Elton John. I'm still standing. Better than I ever have. You know what? Go look it up. It'll inspire you. All right, everybody. I hope that made some sense. I hope that you guys have a beautiful, relaxing weekend because we are officially out of the eclipse season. It's still going to be a bit of a bumpy ride, but you got this. You know who you are. You're reclaiming yourself. The best is yet to come. You don't have to hold on to anything. If this has been a rough season, you know why. It's because you are being broken open so that you can be reclaimed. You can finally see the depths of what's been sitting within you, holding you back, and you can set it free. You can integrate it and make it your superpower. And that's what's going down. So go with it. You got this. All right, everybody. Much love to you all. Hope this was helpful. Have a beautiful day. Take care. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.